Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
If you were listening around this time last week, you would have heard about those provocative billboards put up in Sydney by the Muslim group My Peace, emblazoned with the words, "Jesus, a prophet of Islam." Had a really interesting discussion with the man behind it all, Dia Muhammad, and John Dixon from the Centre for Public Christianity. It's a great discussion, lots of light and not heat, about what that statement means to both Muslims and Christians. Podcast is on our website if you missed it. Well, now a bold, cheeky public response to the My Peace campaign, a group calling themselves Aussie Christians, has instigated its own series of billboards inviting Muslims to think about Jesus a little more. First billboard went up this weekend. A spokesman for Aussie Christians is Ian Powell, respected voice in Australia's Christian landscape. He joins us on Open House tonight. Ian, welcome.
G'day, Lee. How you doing?
Very well, thanks, mate. Thanks very much for joining us. Your group, Aussie Christians, I understand is new, formed purely in response to these billboards?
Yes, it really started with a couple of emails between friends, and then an 88-year-old widow rang me and said that she'd heard that, I think a spokesman for the Anglican Church had said that if he had money, he'd put billboards up. She said, "I'd be happy to put some money." And then I thought, as we began to try to think of what would be a good, helpful response, and just thought, well, here's a lady ringing to say I'd be happy to give some money. So we thought, well, maybe we can have a crack at putting billboards up ourselves and beginning or continuing the dialogue in the same medium in which it was started, which is in posters beside the road.
Yeah, and you get to have a new billboard every week for 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's the plan. We've got a rough idea of where we're going with it. The first one was kind of the hardest one to work out.
So what's that say?
Well, by starting off with Dear Aussie Muslims and signing ourselves off as Aussie Christians, we're trying to make it clear we're really happy they're here. We're not amongst, you know, those voices that get raised that they shouldn't be in the country. We're glad they're here. We understand that Muslims are part of the Australian community, so we're addressing them as it were Aussie to Aussie. And then we were just saying, you know, they've raised the topic of Jesus. So we're saying, look, we're so glad you want to talk about Jesus. We'd love to chat more. And so it's the beginning. It's just trying to set up a tone that says, although you could take some offence at the poster, you could be a bit defensive. We just thought we wanted to say, look, we're just really glad people are wanting to put on the public agenda the question of who is Jesus and how should we treat him.
Without spoiling what you've got in future, what are your other billboards? What kind of things will they be saying?
Well, we're probably going to keep the sort of general heading, you know, Dear Aussie Muslim, because that just keeps the tone, reminds people of the tone that we're having the discussion in. The first one will probably, the next one will probably be a response to some of the claim of Jesus being a prophet of Islam, and where it will probably say something like, all the prophets say Jesus is so much more than a prophet. because Muslims often speak about how they honour and believe all the prophets. So we're going to direct them back to what the prophets say about Jesus. And he is, I mean, it's an, I'm sure Dean Muhammad knows exactly, you know, what Christians think about Jesus being called a prophet.
Yes.
But, and we've had a really nice phone call, and we're going to catch up this week, hopefully. But I often meet Muslims who, when they hear I'm a Christian, they think I won't know that Muhammad, you know, the Quran speaks of Jesus as a prophet, but it's a category error. It's the wrong category for him. It makes nonsense of all the history about Jesus to say that he's a prophet.
Yes. One thing that strikes me about this is it's not a confrontational campaign in its tone, because maybe some Christian people would like it to be.
You know, I understand there may be some other Christians who may be putting up, are toying with whether or not to put up slightly sort of what maybe seem to be more controversial things. I don't know. So the great thing is it's a free country. People can do it.
Too right.
Although I've discovered advertisers have some concern about what you put up on their billboard. They like to vet, you know, something that's in it so their billboard doesn't get smashed.
Welcome to the world of advertising.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. But sorry, mate, I've forgotten exactly what your question was there.
No, it's just the tone. That it's a notable thing to mention the tone of it. It's not confrontational.
Yeah. Well, we had a debate some years ago in the town hall with an atheist and a Christian, and we let the atheist choose who would be their debating person. And one of the phrases we used in that was, you can disagree without being disagreeable.
Yeah.
And it's a shame in a sense that some of our politicians don't seem to have, they seem to have lost that capacity to disagree strongly and with good reason, but to be able to maintain a spirit of love. I mean, it doesn't make it any easier or harder to speak to Muslims about Jesus and Allah and Muhammad that they agree with us. You know, like, we don't need to agree on anything to be able to have a loving discussion, particularly as Christians, when the only command for us in how we treat people is to love people.
Yeah. Ian, you're pointing to a website on these billboards. What's that and what's on it?
Yeah, the AussieChristians.com.au. That accidentally became our name because we thought the less... So when we wanted to speak to Aussie Muslims, it made sense to make our website Aussie Christians. So we said, well, we'll call ourselves Aussie Christians. The website's under construction because this is a response to a first sort of opening discussion from the My Peace team. We've had to throw it together fairly quickly, raising money and working out how to respond and what tone to take. So the website is up, but it's under construction, and it's just discussing some of these issues. It'll have we've made bits of video. It'll direct people to where they can learn more about what Jesus actually says about himself, why he really did come, and to hear that he's so much more than a prophet. And as you know, he didn't so much come to speak to us as to do something for us in dying for us. Mm-hmm. So the website, it'll be fairly interactive. As I say, it's still in the process of being constructed. It's up, and it's got some good stuff on it already, but it will become much better as the weeks go on.
Okay, we'll keep following it. AussieChristians.com.au. Ian Powell, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Well, good to talk, Lee.
All the best.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.